Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and we got somebody special here. There's a 30th anniversary of the delivery of the B-2 bomber. We're here at Whiteman Air Force Base. What a great commemoration it's been today. We got to see a flyover. I mean, just to be a part of this celebration and to see the B-2 up close is nothing compared to what this gentleman has done. And it's Colonel Tony, is it Imondi?
That's fine.
Imondi. Colonel Tony Imondi. And you were Spirit 13. What does that mean?
Okay. Well, every B-2 pilot gets a Spirit number. And we started with Spirit 1 when the B-2 flew for the first time in July of 1989. It flew from Palmdale to Edwards. And the two pilots on that airplane were Bruce Hines, who is here today, Spirit 1. And Spirit 2 was Colonel Rick Couch, Air Force Colonel. They're both still alive and doing well, and Bruce was here today to honor us for our delivery flight.
And what year are we talking about there?
The first flight of the B-2 was 1989 in July, and we delivered an airplane here in December of 1993. I'm Spirit 13. I'm the 13th Air Force person to fly the B-2, but I'm the first B-2 pilot who was not a graduate of test pilot school. So I'm a regular pilot.
Oh, really?
So I was the first non-test pilot school person to fly the airplane. I was hired to make sure the B-2 could be flown by a normal person, not just a test pilot. So
there are only 823 people who have flown that aircraft.
Yes, today the 823rd person had her first flight in the B-2, and it warms my heart to know that.
Because
I know everyone from one through about 200, and after that I've lost control.
It's a special club. It's a special club.
It is a special club. I arrived here at Whiteman with the first airplane in December of 93. I was the first instructor pilot. I along with my best friend, John Ballinger, who delivered the first airplane with General Lowe, he and I trained the first 18 instructor pilots here. We call them initial cadre pilots. And then they went on to train more and more and more. We called to build the schoolhouse.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot of firsts involved there. Take us back to that very first flight.
Well, the B-2 first flight was a major event.
I mean, for you.
Oh, my first flight.
Your first flight.
Well.
That hot shot jet pilot that climbed aboard the Stealth.
Well, my first flight was very special for many reasons. I arrived at Edwards in 1987, the summer of 87. I was a young major, and I was hoping to fly the B-2 within about a two-year period. And it turned out I was at Edwards 4.5 years before I had an opportunity to fly the B-2. In September of 1991, I finally got a chance to fly the B-2 bomber. I took off 30 minutes before sunrise on a classified mission. And unfortunately, I had a problem that morning with the airplane. And I had to turn around and land immediately. So first flight lasted all of 15 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Four and a half year wait for a 15-minute sortie. And, of course, it was still early morning and very cold, but the Air Force tradition on your first and last flight is you get hosed down. So they hosed me down with the fire truck, and it was freezing cold.
Now, wait a minute. Explain that to me. I don't understand. So they have to hose you down.
It's the Air Force tradition on your first flight, after you successfully complete your first flight and after your last final flight, that you get hosed down.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, absolutely. And usually your family comes out and mans the hoses. And if the fire trucks are busy, then they'll bring fire extinguishers and give one to each of your children to make sure they get you.
That's funny. That's great. That's great.
That is an Air Force tradition. It actually starts at pilot training. When you solo at pilot training, there's a solo tank. It's usually a kiddie pool that you would buy for your kids. And your classmates will take you and toss you in the solo tank.
That's great.
That's where the tradition starts, right at pilot training.
All right. So Colonel, tell me about your first full mission, your first full flight.
Well, unfortunately, I flew in September, and I didn't get another opportunity to fly till February.
Oh, wow.
Edwards is a very interesting place, and testing is very complicated and expensive. So you just have to wait your turn. So I didn't fly again until February, and I had a very excellent flight in February, a full, complete flight. By being there that long, I knew the airplane very well. The airplane flew very well. I had no problems with it. My wife had a few surprises for me. When I reached in my pocket that day to clean my glasses, I used to wear glasses in those days, she had left a surprise in my flight suit pocket. I'm not going to tell you on the air what that was, but it was something to get my attention.
Really?
So a part of her flew with me that day.
Oh, that is great. That is so good. give me an idea, a sense of what it's like hanging out all day with hotshot jet pilots.
Well, I'm not a hotshot jet
pilot. Oh, yes, you are.
No. I'm just a kid off the streets in New York that had the opportunity to join the Air Force. I was actually a bartender. And after I graduated college, I was unemployed, serving drinks at a bar. And one of my best customers was an Air Force recruiter, and he was going to night school. And he would come in and have a beer and a sandwich before he went to night school. And over a six-month period, he signed me up to join the Air Force. I told him if he could get me into pilot training, I would go. And one day he walked in and said it was my lucky day. So I basically joined the Air Force on a dare, not knowing where it would take me. And
right.
Guess what? I wound up spending 30 years in uniform.
Wow.
And almost all of it in a flight suit. I've flown over 36 different airplanes, including helicopters, gliders, multi-engine, single-engine fighters, and I even got 5 landings on an aircraft carrier.
So I had
a spectacular flying career.
So where does the B-2 rank in that assemblage?
Well, the B-2 holds a special place in my heart. I spent over 13 years of the 30 years making the B-2 successful. My job when I came here with the first B-2 was to make sure we bed it down. We trained the maintainers. I trained the pilots. And more importantly, that we integrated the B-2 into the overall Air Force. I will say this. We had one airplane when I got here, the Spirit of Missouri, thanks to Congressman Ike Skelton.
Yeah, I know Ike Skelton.
If it wasn't for Ike, this base wouldn't be here. The B-2 would not have survived the closing of the Cold War. So I salute him today. He's not with us any longer,
right.
But a great patriot,
yes.
A great man, a great visionary.
Yeah, he was incredible to everybody in Missouri and did such a great job, but especially with the B-2 program here at Whiteman. Colonel, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your service. It's an honor to talk to you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.